The following episode may contain discussions on events that have now already occurred. However, we feel that the content is still relevant and useful to your life. Please enjoy.
Bot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlich.
Hi, I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Wait till you tune into this show today. I have the president of RX Outreach. Do you know what that is? Maybe some of you belong to the RX group to get your medical drugs from. Well, Julie is the president and CEO of RX Outreach. How does that differ? What do you need to know that could change the way you receive your medications? Thanks for tuning in. Julie, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really happy to be here.
Julie, what is RX Outreach?
Well, I'm going to put two words together that you don't typically hear together, and that is nonprofit pharmacy.
That's not a word you hear. That is exactly true. Nonprofit pharmacy. Now, tell us more.
Absolutely. So we were founded in faith. RX Outreach used to be a program of Express Scripts, and our founder worked at Express Scripts. He was an executive vice president there. And a man of great faith, he was praying one morning and he said that he felt God put it on his heart to take RX Outreach and spin it off so we could help more people and do more good. So he wrote a white paper that morning.
That must have been the Lord. 3 hours worth. Wow.
Absolutely. And then presented it to the chairman and CEO at the time, that was George Paz, that afternoon, and he said yes on the spot. So God moved everything in a day. And so obviously it took a lot longer to get everything moved over, but we did cut ties with Express Scripts and become an independent nonprofit in 2010. So our founding principle is honoring God through serving others. And so we try to do that respectfully, compassionately, to make sure that people have the medications that they need. The way RX Outreach works is we have all of the big automation that Express Scripts does to be able to fill prescriptions. So we can serve a lot of people very quickly. In fact, we send out over 200,000 prescriptions nationwide every year.
Nationwide. So this is just not a St. Louis organization, even though it's here in St. Louis.
Correct. Yes, we have the only location is here in St. Louis, and we ship out from that location, as I said, so many prescriptions, and that's all 50 states, plus the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. We ship all kinds of medications as well. Now, we are a cash basis business, which means that we don't accept insurance, but that also keeps the cost very low because we're not dealing with billing and things like that. So we really focus on helping people manage chronic disease, whether that's diabetes, hypertension, you know, even cancer drugs, mental health drugs. Oftentimes people, they either don't have insurance or they're underinsured. And underinsured is essentially where, you know, your insurance covers it, but the copay is so high that it really
can't afford it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, and 3 out of 4 people don't take their medication as directed. That's what you told me before we started. And I believe that, especially my husband works among the homeless, and you see so many homeless out there that just don't take their medication because they can't get it. They can't get transportation for it, and they live so long with their disease that they just don't care anymore about how to get better.
Absolutely. There are huge barriers to accessing medication, and that's why we exist. As you mentioned, transportation barriers. Well, we ship medications directly to people's door. We ship medications to homeless shelters. We ship medications to free and charitable clinics so they can help their patients be able to access them. Think about people too that may be shut-ins, or physically it's very difficult for them to get out, or you're in a rural area and you're in a pharmacy desert because there's not a pharmacy for, you know.
Pharmacy desert.
Yes. Well, you've heard of food deserts, right?
Yep.
The pharmacy deserts exist
pharmacy
as well.
Pharmacy deserts, yes. Yeah?
And it makes it really hard for people to get their medications. There's also an issue, a barrier about stigma as well. Mm. So think about it, mental health issues or HIV or medication to help treat your addiction to opioids. Sometimes people are not able to get the medication they need because they don't want to stand in line at a retail pharmacy with their neighbors in line and identifying what medication they need.
Listening to what they need.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So respectfully, compassionately, we deliver directly to their door.
Julie Erickson is my guest, and she is the president and CEO of RX Outreach. Julie, how can people take part in your services?
All they have to do is go to our website at rxoutreach.org, or they can give us a call.
That's 314-222-0472. Wow. Well, let's repeat those again. So that's rxoutreach.org, rxoutreach.org, or 314-222-0472. Julie, how did you get involved in RX Outreach? What gave you the passion to be a part of this organization?
It was about the faith of the founder. So when Michael Holmes founded the organization, he was looking a couple years into the program. He was looking for someone to do business development and fundraising. And I fell in love with the mission and the passion. I used to work in a homeless shelter for teens, and we could get all kinds of resources for them, like clothes for interviews, employment training. We could get housing. We could never get medications. Mm. There were times when the staff and I had to put money together to pay for medications for them because there was no support there. So this really fit a hole and a gap that I saw in the safety net in society. So it was definitely a labor of love. And since I've been there, RX Outreach has expanded to provide a bridge medication program for people leaving prison. Mm. So that way, when people come out of prison, they don't have a gap in their medication while they're getting a new doctor.
Yeah, that's so important, Julie, isn't it?
It is, especially because half of them are on mental health medications. So we expect them to do well when they get out, but then we don't provide them the basic necessity of their mental health medications. And it shouldn't be done like that.
Well, and it's kind of like when you get out of prison, who is really there to help you get acclimated back into society and take care of those things?
Absolutely. And we are very, very happy to be there. We also have a blessings program. And so any staff member, our health coaches, answer phones, communicate through text and email. Any person who is speaking with one of our patients and the patient is struggling, our staff are empowered to give them their order for free. It could be $30. It could be $300. They don't have to ask the supervisor for permission. They don't have to make the person fill out an application or anything like that, because we want to, once again, honor God through respectful, compassionate service to people. And so we have given away tens of thousands of dollars of medications for free because people are in different places in their lives at different times. And so we're so happy to be able to be a blessing to them when they need it most.
RX Outreach, a nonprofit organization. And I love that the bottle cap on every medication you ship reads, honoring God by serving others. What a statement to the Lord. And you also have a room where people can come and pray.
We do. Oftentimes, our call center representatives, our health coaches, they talk to people, you know, day in and day out, and sometimes people are in distress. You know, we have a mom call and say, you're the eighth pharmacy I've called trying to find medication for my middle school son. And it can take a big toll on people. So we have an exercise room, we have a prayer room, we have a lounge for them to go and just take a breath and refocus so they can continue being a blessing to others.
What makes you credible? What organizations are you part of that shows that RX Outreach is a very credible organization?
So we are accredited by the National Board of Pharmacy, the NABP. So we are accredited. We are on the Forbes list of top online pharmacies. And we have an A rating through the Better Business Bureau.
Awesome. Julie Erickson is my guest, President CEO of RX Outreach. Julie, we just have about a minute or so left. What would you like to say to those who are listening, who are going, wow, maybe this is for me? How do I know?
What I would say is everyone knows someone, be it your neighbor, your aunt, a friend of a friend. Everyone knows someone who is struggling to pay for their medications. And so I would say, get online, look at our pricing online. All of our pricing includes the shipment directly to your door, so there's no hidden fees. If it says $20 for a 6-month supply, it's $20 delivered directly to your door. Help your neighbor, help your aunt, help your friend. Go through their medications and see where they can save, because it may not be a big deal to you, but $20 to someone else in savings could make a big difference.
Now, I've got to ask you a story. Can you tell me a 30-second story of someone that has been served, that Jesus really used you to help them grow closer?
Absolutely. So I met one of our patients, Sister Jane. Her husband is a pastor of a church that was part-time while he worked at a factory. Well, the factory closed and he lost his job. She had diabetes and was afraid that she wasn't going to be able to afford her medication. Her doctor told her about RX Outreach and she said, well, I just don't know about this place, but I'm going to try it. So she said she sent off her money, sent off her check for $20 and prayed about it. And she went to her mailbox a couple of days later. And when she opened the bag and saw the bottle cap, honoring God by serving others, she said she burst into tears, because she knew that she was going to be able to stay healthy and get her medications. And she knew that it was because of her prayer and her faith in God.
President and CEO of RX Outreach, Julie Erickson, has been my guest. Go to rxoutreach.org or call them at 314-222-0472. Julie, thanks so much for joining me on Encounter today.
Thank you so much for having me today.
This has been Encounter with Judy Redlich, informing listeners on local Christian events and matters that affect your lives. Spread the word and invite people to listen to Encounter on KSIV or online at botradionetwork.com.
This is Dr. T.D. Stubblefield with today's Meaningful Moment. Hanging on the wall was a stunning picture of the ocean, displaying its turbulence and its tranquility. Below it was these words, "You can never cross the ocean until you have the courage to lose sight of the shore." This profound statement encourages us to release the past, the pain, and the problem to embrace the possibilities ahead. The Apostle Paul echoes this truth in Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 through 14. Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Let this be our resolve, to press forward with faith, hope, and love. I pray that God grants you the strength to leave the shore and experience the wisdom and grace to navigate the oceans ahead.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlich.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn. And if you want to learn how your business could be a sponsor on Judy Redlich's website, email her at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.